This is Superfast Business with James Schranko. Helping you build your business super fast.
Why we like that so much.
It's a lot of fun. It is. Welcome back. James Schramko here with my good buddy Ezra.
Thanks for joining
us. Looks
a
little bit like Jesus Firestone.
Jesus Firestone. Hey.
That's some people get offended by that.
Do they?
But I can see the resemblance.
People take religion very seriously to the point where we've talked about doing a religion show for a long time. And we did a sex show. But you haven't, if you haven't
before
listened to
we did
it,
religion.
Before we did religion. If you haven't listened to it, thinkactget.com, episode 27, I want to say. My mother comes on the show, and we talk about sex. It's pretty wild. It's a good show.
We also talk about bananas, but a separate episode.
Oh, my God.
So I want to talk about what Jared shared.
Not bananas, not related to sex, okay? It was like bananas. Let's talk about what Jared said.
Jared is just such a great guy, and he was working so hard as a PE geek. We mentioned him on a previous episode.
The amount of things that guy had done, he said he did like six.
Yeah, he was ready to write a 100-hour work week, How to Kill Yourself Early, right?
God.
He had like T-shirts, soundtracks,
software
apps.
He produced a CD.
This guy will set up a business in like half a day. He's super bright, really good go-getter.
And I would say... Harkening back to our last episode, and we'll link to it, the exact problem of doing too much and not doing one thing deep enough.
Oh, broad, not deep. I said, mate, I think you need some help. So we worked out his effective hourly rate, and it was like $5 an hour. Basically, the formula is how much you're making profit divided by the time taken to get
working.
It. And I said, get out of the classroom, bro. It's low-paid work, and you could leverage and impact more people. And he said, but I can only have a certain amount of people in my classes. And I said, nonsense. You can have plenty more than that. And he did. And he realized that this actually worked. So he stopped doing 80% of the stuff he was doing and
did
focused.
The things that actually brought him results.
Exactly. So what sort of things would they be? He went to his database and had a look at who's the most active. These are my hyper customers. So if you focus on your hyper customers, you actually end up getting a better response.
You know, what we started doing was only surveying our like people who buy from us twice or people who make big orders and then building our business and products around those people.
Well, that's exactly what happened with this actual event, the 70-odd people. And by odd, I don't mean like they're unusual. I just mean, 70. You know.
It's about
70 people filled out the survey, and they're probably the people who have something to say, and their feedback will actually be counted into the next one. For the most part, I'll just chop off the bottom 10% and the top 10% and see what the majority of the themes are. The other thing Jared did is he took a framework that I've created already that is a very simple framework for getting business-to-business sales, and he replicated it exactly. He's really good at understanding the framework. And used it, and instantly...
The high-level framework is to what? Create a video pitch?
It's a video pitch to get a big business to pay you lots of money. He instantly had a result. He got $10,000 straight away.
Is that framework inside of...
It's in Silver Circle, and I talked about it in Superfast Business in a live monthly training.
Just now?
About 2 months ago.
Okay.
Because people need to know this. And after he did that, he said, what do I do now? I said, Jared, do it again. And it worked again. So exact same.
Do what works.
Frameworks.
More.
If you want to get a book from high up in the library, you get the ladder. It's a framework. It's a step-by-step system to follow to get the result every time.
We just keep doing more of what works in online advertising. We do the same thing. Facebook works. We do more of it.
So if you got a book from up high in the library and then you wanted another book, you wouldn't forget the framework, would you? You just keep using
it. The ladder.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Then you'd get someone else to get it for
you. There you go. That'd be the next step.
Right.
You get the project manager in.
So he also switched from selling one time, which he was doing this horrid thing of like lifetime membership. Buy once and I will serve you for infinity, which is very open-ended, isn't it?
You can't actually do it. You end up doing a disservice to your customer because you can't actually fulfill on that. They're expecting
If you do and then you do it for 5 years or 10 years, how long is lifetime? If they see you in 10 years doing something else, they go, that guy ripped me off. He promised me lifetime membership. So he now has a recurring subscription.
I think this comes back to a point you like to make of not creating a tail for yourself or at least being deliberate about the tail
that
you do make. Explain that point a little bit.
Well, every time you make a commitment to supply something, that's like this tail's following you around. So the most classic and wild example I've seen is people who sell high-ticket items for one time And then they quickly, basically, they've exhausted their supply. So they've sold, say, 5 years worth of delivery fulfillment, maybe. Is it five? Is it three? Is it 10? We don't know. So it's a bit ambiguous. Secondly, when they go and do the next thing, they're going to upset everyone in their audience.
Right.
Thirdly, there's no real incentive to turn up and keep doing it because the money stopped. And the worst part of it all is they pretend that they got all that pay up front when,
right.
A, they didn't actually collect the money because it's on part payments, B, a huge proportion of them refund, and C, they haven't amortized it over the delivery time. They're just counting it up front.
Be really, really, really deliberate about what you commit yourself to and know how you're actually going to fulfill on that thing.
And never take an income report as verbatim until you investigate.
Launch math means nothing, basically. Top line is means nothing. It's like what you actually keep at the end of the
day. In fact, the only people who do publish things generally have an agenda, and that is to convince you through the Publishing Act
to buy something
that they are legit, when I've often found it's not the case. So that was a big thing. So Jared set up a recurring membership, where have we heard this before, and automated webinars. That's what he just slays with. And he's in a non-IM savvy audience. The less savvy the audience, the more likely this will be the most amazing, wondrous thing that someone could discover. Hey, I can join a session online and learn about something instead of having to go to the local town hall or pay to go to the concert center.
Taking something that works in one industry and applying it to another industry is a common thread of where we see success. Like taking stuff that worked in internet marketing, applying it to a non-internet marketing niche and otherwise is a good strategy.
So now he's just onboarding members to his recurring income membership automatically. Amazing. While he's traveling the world or at home playing PlayStation and drinking drip coffee filter.
We don't recommend spending your time playing video games.
I do. I actually prescribed it for him.
We live in a gaming culture.
No, I said, Jared, you've got to spend time doing fun activities. Every day you've got to do something fun. And it's counterintuitive.
Maybe move your body.
I say, go and tell your partner that your business coach just told you need to play more PlayStation.
Look at you,
right? Every
day. You're in good shape, you're out there surfing, you're not just sitting in front of the box, right?
So I'm often saying, go and watch a movie during the day. Do some PlayStation, go for a ride, do some surfing. Everyone's this grind, hustle, workaholic. What for? I don't understand. And when I was paddling onto the waves this morning, it was the most supreme elation, and I thanked whatever for making that possible. The final thing with Jared is he's created a content app that actually pulls in his website, and he can send push notifications so he can let people know when there's new stuff. Very clever. I'm making one now, so look out for that on Superfast Business. Thank you, Jared, for your help. So summary, turn off the bad projects. Identify your best customers. Come up with a leveraged recurring solution and create an automated and highly segmented sales funnel. Simple
Build
as that.
Build your business around your best customers. Attract more of them rather than people who aren't that great to serve.
So Ash Roy is an interesting chap. He's actually one of the...
Ash got on stage. He crushed it.
Yeah, and surprisingly good. I wasn't sure what to get, but he asked me for some stage time. And when I said...
I was surprised you said yes. I mean,
he was surprised more than anyone. Said, I didn't think you'd actually say yes. And I said yes. You know why? Because I want to give people...
You get in life what you have the courage to ask for.
I want people to have an opportunity and a platform that nobody else will give them. Here's a guy who had sunk a lot of money into a lot of trainings, had got nothing but debt, and I'm the first person who actually cared enough. I turn up to the local meetups, I'll get on the phone with him. I actually wrote the sales copy for him to use for the offer that I forced him to put out there, and suddenly made $10,000. And here's the bottom line. If Ash can do it, anyone can do it, because he had no particular advantage.
Right.
He's a shy, humble, and knowledgeable guy who's finding it a struggle. I mean that in a nice way.
That regardless of your personality,
you didn't have any special abilities. When you go back to when you were a kid, you're just some filthy little kid rolling around in the mud. Seen the picture? A dirty kid. I had loving parents and a good upbringing and a traditional
schooling. It comes
back to that
willingness. You've got to be willing to actually put yourself out there.
So he put himself out there, and basically I encouraged him to put out an offer. I wrote it for him. He smashed through his wall. He found his thing. And I've said this so often, and it's even in your slides. I'm wondering if you were inspired by it. But basically, when you find an offer that converts, that's when everything starts. Up until that time, you're wasting your time buying softwares and tools and all the rest. You've got to find an offer that converts, and it'll often be face-to-face. If you can't speak to 10 people and make a sale, it's probably not a good offer. So get that offer that converts, and then everything starts. Yeah. So catch up with the next episode. I hope you're enjoying the series.
Superfast Business Live 11.
Discover how to build your business
super fast.
Check out superfastbusiness.com.